Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the third baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, George Theodore. Batting sixth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Carmen Fanzone. Batting 7th, the catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting 8th, the second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive towards first. Milner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone strikes out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Fanzone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Popovich covering, for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Mays reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Theodore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooten moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boswell moves to third. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 1 in the game. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Boswell scores. Staub moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Fanzone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-0 in the game. Matlack strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Theodore. Fanzone reaches second base with a double. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich strikes out. Two outs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hooten hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Theodore. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Fanzone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert pinch hits for Ken Rudolph. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hooten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Hundley now catching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a pop-up towards the mound. Matlack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to third. Cleo James pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleo James now playing left field. Carmen Fanzone now playing first base. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Staub reaches second base with a double. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fanzone hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams pinch hits for Paul Popovich. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.